President Trump says the AI industry can't excel under a patchwork of state regulations.
We have the big investment coming, but if they had to get 50 different approvals from 50 different states, you could forget it because it's not possible to do.
He says one uniform federal framework would help the U.S. win the AI arms race. That's the goal of an executive order signed Thursday.
Not doing this would be the greatest gift to China and other countries.
The order also creates a litigation task force to challenge state AI laws, excluding those related to child safety protections.
I don't think states should have the ability to regulate AI.
Indiana Republican Congressman Marlon Stutzman supports the order.
That way we put America at the forefront and leading on that issue rather than being divided amongst ourselves.
But limiting states when it comes to AI hasn't proven popular in Congress. A measure that would have banned states from regulating AI for 10 years was removed from the big, beautiful bill over the summer.
And recent efforts to include a provision barring states from regulating AI in the annual defense spending bill failed, too.
We took that provision out. I think it's pandering to AI companies.
Virginia Democratic Congressman Eugene Vindman says Congress does need to regulate AI, but disagrees with the executive order.
We need to find a balance for appropriate regulation for this industry.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he doesn't think the order is legal.
And ultimately, it's going to get struck down in court.
The order also threatens to restrict certain funding to states with AI laws.